Hello and welcome to the Northern Heights Coach's Corner, and I am joined this hour on Country 101.7. We have on the line Peyton Hines as he gets set for the area game of the week today as Northern Heights takes on Madison. First off, Coach, great to have you on. How excited are you for a new week and a new game tonight?
Oh, I'm always excited for a new challenge.
And you know, let's before we get started with your challenge here tonight, let's look at last week. What were some of the positives that you saw from your team last week?
Well, last week against Flint Hills was a very good team. They had a very good running back. We stayed physical, and that's what kept us from not letting the game get out of hand. Offensively, we could move the ball on them and drive down the field what killed us last Friday night was snapping the ball over the center's head, fumbling the football, turning the ball over is what killed us Friday night. If we could have been consistent on offense and drove down the field and scored, that's a totally different game. Defensively, I thought our tackling on number 25 lacked a little bit. We had times where we had 6 to 7 kids in on the tackle, and 25 would break loose because he's a tough running back and kept running his feet. But we kept playing, and we got a couple kids hurt last week. So keeping the good things was we could move the ball. We just weren't consistent enough, and that we kept playing even though we got a couple kids hurt. And it just took a little while to get the kids' confidence back that even though we got a couple seniors hurt last Friday night, we are still a good team. We can still play with competitive teams.
We are talking to Peyton Hines, the head football coach over at Northern Heights. Coach, what's been the focus this week as you get set to take on a good Madison team?
Consistency offensively, no turnovers, keeping the ball in our hands, running clock, and no penalties, things that kill an offensive drive. We got to be able to control the ball tonight as we take on a really good Madison team.
You look at Madison, there's a couple places to start with them, but first, Cruz Leiser's had a really good year running the football. How big of a challenge is it containing him tonight?
Containing Cruz, we got to tackle well, we got to tackle low, and Cruz does so well because he also has a really good line. Their guards and center pull very well, and we've got to read our keys defensively, and when we see them pull, go meet it in the hole and not let Cruz out and in the open because he gets tough to tackle when he gets out in the open.
And then on the line, Octavian Dean is having a good year. How big of it is it to be physical on those offensive and defensive lines and kind of try to match up with them?
Oh, it's very important to be. You got to match 56's physicality because he is a big physical kid. And defensively, they're going to run the football a lot, but we got to know our key in that if our man is number 56 and he free releases down the field, we can't let him out on a flag route and let them have any big plays. Defensively, we got to be able to block him or it's going to be a tough night.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck in this Friday night's game.
Yes, I appreciate it.
That is Peyton Hines, the head football coach over at Northern Heights on Coach's Corner. All right, Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This has been brought to you by Equity Bank and Mel's Tire.